so grateful to have healthy and happy and love and prosperous 2026 to all our family and especially our viewers. I don't know, maybe it just happened to be that way, but does people have a lower self-esteem oftentimes to have a more plastic surgery or higher self-esteem? The one thing I noticed that, you know, they're being more transparent about themselves, the how they look or what they're going through the plastic surgery. The writer by Vogue, the magazine, all plastic surgeon was saying about how they going through the procedure, not by much the surgery anymore, but with all treatment. They were saying that people are so proud to reveal when they have a plastic procedure, plastic surgery procedure, which was again interesting, and it gave me a thought. It's maybe connected with the person's, I'm sure it varies to individual, but has to do with their own self-image, has to do with their self-esteem.
Certainly their self-image has to do with that, as well as society's perception of them, if someone cares what people think. You know, there's so much body shaming and so many other issues that are going on. And then depending on, as you were talking about, women and the way that women are molded and guided from very young. So you look at a woman, a young girl, as she's coming up.
Right.
And as she's growing, it's, you need to look like this. These are the images you're seeing on television for what a woman should look like. And they're molding them in these images from when they're children. You know, so
what happened with the beauties and eyes of beholder? What happened? Like, I absolutely agree when you were saying that society kind of push and molding how do we have woman as a young adult or even little girl, how you have to look like when you want to hear that beautiful girls, right? Mm-hmm. But who makes this standard about the beauty?
That's a good question.
Right?
You know, it's funny. There's a song I listen to a lot. I don't remember the name of the artist. I can see her face.
Sing it, maybe I'll recognize.
No, I can't sing. I can see her face and I can't think of her name. But anyway, she talks about young girls, and from the time that we're children,
right,
we're taught, boys are taught, go out and explore the world and do all of these things, and girls are given toy vacuums and toy kitchens and baby dolls to play with, so that you're being trained to, or at least maybe not so much the current generation, alphas, but or Z's, but you're being molded into this young woman,
right?
So that you know how to cook and clean and be a mother. And as we're seeing women emerging now, women are getting to the point where they're delaying having children or not having children at all.
Right.
And they're traveling the world and they're getting out there and they're seeing more of what there is to explore. And we're seeing kind of a shift in the genders from once upon a time you had most of the women who were housewives, and now you're seeing this shift. So more men are becoming house husbands and the women are out in the workforce and they are the breadwinners.
Or they get pay much more than men does, right?
In some cases, right. That's true.
Right.
So, and you see more men becoming active in the child rearing and that sort of thing. So we are seeing some shifting happening from the previous traditional gender norms. Which is refreshing. It's nice to see that those gender roles are not so specific towards one or the other.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of a plastic surgery, it was a shock. I was in the meeting with about 10 women. Some of them came from Tokyo or Seoul or Beijing. You know, they were all intelligent people. And one of a person who were living a few months in Korea, and also she's an American citizen, she was telling us, if you go to, remember that the song, the Gangnam Style, remember that?
I do remember dance, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you go to Gangnam in Seoul, in Korea, do you know how many plastic surgery office there? Just guess.
No idea. I couldn't even begin to.
No idea. I said maybe 100. She was laughing.
Probably much higher, I would imagine.
It was more than, it's a few blocks, and it has a lot of high-rise buildings. But from the Gangnam station, the subway station, to the borderline of Gangnam, 600 of plastic surgery office, she said. So I said, I thought maybe I missed her. So I said, you mean 60? She was laughing. She said, 600. So I said, well, you know, not knowing Seoul very well, don't they have any really cries for medical doctor? The shortage of medical doctor. I saw the article one time. And yet, they have a meaning 600 plastic surgeon is applying their practice. And she looked at me, she goes, no, it's not done by the doctor only. I said, well, then who does that? They said, sometime they are done by just assistant or whoever while they are just sleeping. And I said, I must learning something. So I said, where all these people come from? They're called the Seoul, Gangnam is the plastic surgery heaven. They all came from all different regions. China, Japan, even South Asia, America, Brazil, you name it. So I said, wow, that's a different country, you know, different things. But that gave me the thought that I was talking about, you know, the people, these people, why are they going through unbelievable surgery that you cannot even think of it? You know, I'm the person, if I get a really drawn the blood, annual blood, one time I passed out, meaning I get so scared with the needles.
I'm scared of needles too.
And they're showing showing the whole process of that the cut down your face. Mm. Yeah, really drastic, grotesque procedure. They put them on the media before and after.
I mean, they have shows here in America.
Do they?
Countless. If you watch reality TV, which I don't, but I see them pop up on the various services really? Where you can watch all about botched plastic surgery. You can watch it as it's happening. You can watch all types of things. They have people getting their pimples popped and just. But they have these shows because it's really? Big business and people are drawn to it. And then in terms of plastic surgery, we live in a world where everybody's so consumed with vanity. You know, I don't know if it's just the self-esteem aspect, but it's just vanity. You could have the greatest self-esteem in the world and decide, I want to look like this. And maybe that questions
exactly,
the self-esteem.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So, you know, because that people, I mean, I see it, that this cosmetics, the product, they just go crazy. Their sales and you know, the merchandise they are selling is just enormous, that she was saying. And I questioned to her, I said, you know, you're talking about six, even it is legit 600 surgeons
in a small area.
Yeah, in small area.
But look at here in New York. I'm sure if we went to Manhattan right now, I'm sure let's just isolate Fifth Avenue or Lexington Avenue alone between, say, for argument's sake, 25th Street and 96th Street.
Oh,
let's
okay.
say in that
yeah,
range.
That blocks. Okay.
And if we just looked up plastic surgeons in that vicinity, I'm sure we would see well into the high hundreds, potentially thousands.
Well, you know.
And if we looked at all of Manhattan, I'm sure it would be overwhelming. Just plastic
surgeons.
That's
so true. It's not really maybe my concern, I supposed to even think about it, but I was thinking, when these lady or a girl or whoever, the
or
older
gentlemen.
Lady, yeah.
It's not just women.
That's true. The men, oh, men too. Yeah, men does that. You remember you say that men even put the eyeliner.
Absolutely.
I was concerned.
Children even.
If they have in that concentrated block, 600 surgeons, has to have a really discussion or counseling about the plastic surgery. And I'm really wondering, I am not questioning, but you know, you become as a doctor, country is underserved in surgery or whatever, and yet you become as a plastic surgeon, and then for charge enormous money, and to these people really wish that they become as really Kardashian look or whatever. I wonder about, are they really being honest? Like what that article said, people are being very honest about their surgery or being honest about their treatment. I'm really questioning these doctors' ethics, I will say that, as a medical doctor, you know, to people who try to change or enhance their look. No, I'm really wonder they are going through, you know, some counseling, but you know, as a doctor, medical doctor, before plastic surgeon, they are a medical doctor, aren't they? They have to worry about if you taking. I told you about the other segment. It's a rumor, but the previous that first lady in Korea, she wanted to have a slender waistline. Mm-hmm. Took one or two ribs out. And after that, she cannot walk straight.
Oh, wow.
People record. I that's what I'm saying.
As there are a lot of women who have done that right here in America, who have taken ribs out. All if you go onto social media,
oh my god,
tons of them. They take ribs
so
out.
It is
they
true
do
that.
All kinds of things because they want to look a certain way. There are women who have modeled themselves. They've had innumerable surgeries to model themselves after Barbie. Like, you could literally go onto social media and just search Barbie, and you will see countless women pop up who have removed ribs and changed their facial structures and
right.
all kinds of things to look like a doll.
A doll? You're talking about, you know, the Vogue, that article saying it, that I think the MD, she's an MD, last name is Chang. She said most people have like a surgery for having an eyelid, double eyelid. And it's just the same, you know, remember the long time ago, I was not because I was born as a double-lidded eyes. But whenever I was with other, my friends, Asian woman, whenever we just walking on the street, and, you know, people make fun of it, our arm and eyes, right? But now, if you see the K cosmetic they're talking about, they're making many women making arm and eyes with the eye line. So then what happened? If you're gonna have a really huge eyes, they're going through. She described that going through upper part and down part, making their eyes like American eyes. Well, then if the trend goes by, then what do you do? You're gonna have another arm and eye. You go back to have another arm and eye. Where's the limit, you know, to me? But as a doctor, they're just kind of suggesting, advertise to people having this kind of surgery.
Well, I mean, some doctors are focused on
money,
the financial rewards of performing these types of procedures. And some really truly will say to the patient, this is not for you. You shouldn't do this. So, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just going back to self-esteem.
Do you think that self-esteem for those who are lacking it improves through things like plastic surgery?
Yes or no? I would say that, again, it is varies. It can apply to all different people. You know, we don't really know, like what you said, what is underlying of their desire to have really taken a risk and then spend that kind of money to have a plastic surgery. But I think before, one thing I know, before you do or going through, you have to check in yourself. Is it really has to do with improve my own image, that I'm sure that it will? So it boosts up my self-esteem, or I have another reason. You know, I have maybe different issue that maybe connecting, maybe it's happened because my eyes is a little small, or he didn't go out with me because my breast is not really big enough. You know, like what I said, to me, you know, more than a mouthful is a waste, but to some people, they have to have a large breast, so somebody has to carry even. But I think you have to check in yourself and be honest whether really you wanted to have your self-image to be improved so I can get maybe cut off my my chin or my scalp or my ribs. I don't know. To me, it's more important than anything else that you have to check in yourself. Be honest before you do any procedure.
I think there's also the population, a segment of the population who undergoes these types of procedures for reasons that I guess self-esteem could play a role, but mm-hmm. what about the person who has had major surgery because of an ailment? Like let's say a woman who's had, or a man who's had breast cancer mm. and had to have a mastectomy.
Oh, that, yeah.
Could just be something that's restorative for them. Absolutely. So it's not necessarily entirely about vanity or self-esteem, but just feeling whole.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Is it the reason why you want to have a plastic surgery? Because you want to have a validation. Why you have to have validation about your own image, self-image, or beauty from somebody else? If you think, I am beautiful. My mother always loved me who I am, or my father loves me, or my boyfriend accept whatever I look. Other than that, why do you need any validation from someone? Oh, he or she said, I think you should have a really big eyes or big, the straight nose, small nose, whatever. If they love someone, they should accept how you look or where you look.
And that's provided that you're dealing with someone who's only thinking about their immediate circle. Some people are far more concerned about the greater population than the people who are close to them.
That's true, but again, it's just the quote that I always think about, the beautiful thing. That Helen Keller, that who always inspired me on personal level.
Me too, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
I got a lot about her. Yeah, right. Remember, she said, the beautiful thing is not really what you can only see. You have, it's or touched, right? You have to feel it from your heart. And I really think that is a beautiful thing. Your inner heart is a beauty, then it shows on your face. And like what the person who just died, Jane Goulds' face, that the woman who was living with a monkey,
the animal, yeah.
She has all the wrinkles on her eyes, but whenever I look at her, face,
but she was beautiful.
Beautiful,
she really was,
person like just who has a, I consider as a Rosa Parks.
She also was beautiful.
She's a person, right?
But so, you're talking about people who were not only beautiful on the outside, but
artificially made, right?
But they were beautiful on the inside as well. And when you're beautiful on the inside, it radiates.
You got it. This is a reason that I think he was a 16 president of Lincoln, was it 16 or whatever, he said very famous words that I still remember. Everybody should be responsible for way you look after 40 years, meaning if you are a good, beautiful person, after 40 years, you don't need anything. It shows, like what you said, radiant. It gives you aura, the way you look. Not artificially like a ching, 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 ching. You know, like a many, especially now, the Chinese model and actress, they go to plastic surgeon and making us all the American eyes, nose, whatever. They look very much, it's like a machine stamp. And I was saying that, you know, you hate or American, but yeah, you want to look like American. It just, I don't get it. Cannot imagine their concept, you know, but you hate the country, but you love the way they look. So to me or many people, they don't look really pretty at all or beautiful. You know, people who has doing beautiful thing or has a beautiful inside, and they really, it shows up in their face. If you look at their face.
I think when you talked about Lincoln, I really love that quote, except for the part about after 40, because I think if you're a beautiful person, it just shows regardless of your age.
Right, but he meant to say that, I want to add up this one. Some people really deformed when they were born, right? So they cannot help it. But as the years goes by, with their effort, be a beautiful human being, he was making sure after 40 years, it will show, no matter how you were born with.
No, I understand that, but I still don't agree with that because you could be a child and
you're my friend, you gotta be agreeing with me.
You could be a child and still be beautiful regardless of what you look like on the outside, just because you're sweet and innocent. You could be a teenager, you could be 20, you could I don't think you may not even make it to 40. So I feel like 40 is...
Yeah, that's true. The 40 years back then, there was a longevity there.
Right.
So these days, people living 100 or 80.
And there are many people who don't make it to 20 these days because of illnesses or whatever.
You know, speaking of they don't make it, I felt so bad, and then I thought that was a beautiful face with a wrinkle on. Recently, the Catherine Kennedy lost her daughter. She was 35 years old and had leukemia. With all the money, they couldn't help. And I saw Catherine Kennedy's face, and you talking about wrinkle. She has so much wrinkle, but yet she looked, I'm not a fan of a Kennedy family, but not necessary, but she has so many wrinkles, but yet she looked beautiful. So, you know, it's depend on how you look at the personal people. If you look at them, they are beautiful. The beauty is in eyes of beholder. And it is beautiful. That is my thing. And you know, I still don't like that you didn't agree with me after 40 years. But at least you got what you meant to say.
Yeah, that. I agree with the sentiment, just not the age restriction.
That all our family and a viewer to have a wonderful 2026. And don't forget to press if you like it. And
subscribe, follow, like, and share.